We start our second hour. What's going on? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. We are coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. All right, so the second hour is wide open. We're talking NCAA tournament basketball in hour number three. We're talking more football this hour. Hit us up, 1-800-636-8686. The dominoes start to fall. It is the legal tampering period. So these signings are not official yet. They will be tomorrow, reportedly, allegedly. But it's legal tampering, but it's not official yet. But the dominoes are starting to fall. If you look at that quarterback carousel, it's spinning pretty fast. We know that Drew Brees is going to stay in New Orleans. That, to me, is not a surprise. Even though he technically was open to going elsewhere and his agent may have taken a telephone call or two, you had to know that guy wasn't going anywhere. It was just a matter of them agreeing to a deal. Jason Lockenforce said he felt that he wouldn't go as far as saying that Drew Brees signed a team-friendly deal, but at, on average, $25 million per, I think you could argue that that's team-friendly. If Jimmy Garoppolo and Matt Stafford are both going to make in excess of $30 million per, and you're Drew Brees, and you're a Hall of Famer, and you're arguably the best player that franchise has ever had, and you're still an elite quarterback, you're still a top-five quarterback, it seems to me that guy could have squeezed them. He could have held out for every last dollar. If Jimmy Garoppolo, after seven starts, is worth $30 million per, Matt Stafford's $30 million per, I think you can pretty well argue that Drew Brees was worth more than the 25 he's going to get right now. And if he's worth more, could somebody have given it to him? If you're Minnesota, who would you rather have? I mean, I know it's hypothetical. Adam Schefter reported that Kirk Cousins is going to go to the Vikings, and it's going to be a three-year deal, and it's going to be guaranteed money. If you're the Minnesota Vikings, just hypothetically, what would you rather have? Let me just throw that out there to you. Would you rather have Kirk Cousins, who is 10 years younger than Drew Brees, and get him for that guaranteed money, or would you take a shot while that window was still open? With that defense, with that running game, with the weapons that Brees would have, and with that head coach, would you rather throw $30 million at him at 39 years of age for 2 years? Or go as high as maybe $90 million for 3 years for Kirk Cousins, who's 10 years younger? It looks like they'll do that. My question to you is, which would you rather do if you were the Vikings? And do you think that Drew Brees would ever really leave New Orleans? Leave that team, leave that city, leave that community? Yeah, for $1 million per, probably not. For $2 million per, maybe not. How about $5 million per? But it's not going to go that way, apparently. The other big story, Tom Brady. Brady goes on Colbert's show, has a little fun, shows a human side. In fact, to me, that was like the coolest thing the guy's ever done. He slammed a beer. But it goes to show how little you people trust him, how much you want to hate on this guy. No sooner than he does what I think is like the coolest thing Brady's ever done, immediately people call bullcrap. People say he cheated. It wasn't beer. He always cheats. It was apple juice. Nobody's buying it. Dear Snags, I've slowed the video down and can unequivocally declare that it was indeed beer. The thing that stands out the most is the white lacing that is evident on the inside of Brady's pint glass. My guess is it's an American Pilsner. Most likely Miller Lite, which has a very low amount of calories. Signed Greg in Brentwood, Jungle Insider, and Beer Nerd. Beer Nerd going straight with it. He says he slowed it down. All right, so let me play the video and the audio for you once again. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you can see the video. If you're listening on satellite or terrestrial radio, just listen to the audio. But if you're watching, you tell me, does it look like beer? And do you think this guy crushed a can of beer or a bottle of beer?
I'd say cheeseburger, pizza, beer, things like that.
You don't drink beer?
Rarely. Damn. I was pretty good beer chugger back in the day.
You were a good beer chugger?
Yeah.
Do you want to chug a beer? I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay. Do you want to do this? Again, this is for
are
the kids.
Are we competing or are we chugging?
I don't know if you're a competitive guy.
Let's try.
Okay, let's try.
Yeah.
Somebody time it. Okay, how do we start this? Okay, so we just click and go? All right, okay.
Can we spill?
Can we spill? We can spill.
All right. Ready? I left a little. That was good.
That was.
That was really good.
Oh, well.
Like I said, that was beer. Listen, I mean, why wouldn't it be? You got to work pretty hard to work that scam if it's not beer. I love how Brady says, are we competing? Like he had to ask. This guy probably wakes up, rolls out of the rack, and competes all day long at everything. I cleaned my dishes better. I made my bed better. I folded my clothes better. Guys like that compete all day long at everything. They compete when they go to the airport and they wait for their baggage. They compete at everything. He didn't need to ask. You know he was competing. I think that was beer, but a lot of you don't. At Sharky tweets, I think the people critiquing the liquid that Brady chugged are providing a valuable service. Yours, a guy who calls the PGA to report a rules violation. At Ryan Kelly 82, quote, it was a beer. It left stenciling on the glass. No other liquid does that. At Benny and Wisco, a real TV host would have filled his glass with bourbon. Regards, Pat Summerall? Wow, Benny, classy. A real TV host would have filled his glass with bourbon. Yeah, and then what? And Brady's going to say, I was a really good bourbon chugger in college. Dear Rome, we think that was actually beer Brady was drinking. Signed, people who think that Woody Harrelson really dunked in White Men Can't Jump. Stephen PHX, he didn't? Wore John Daly going on Colbert and eating an avocado. What, so Colbert and John Daly are going to have a avocado eating contest too? Hey, look, you don't have to like this guy. You can hate this guy all you want. Give this guy a little bit of credit. He slammed a beer on TV. Coolest thing he's done in a long time. It actually humanized the guy. It's kind of an odd dude, isn't it? Brady, now that we know what he's about, now that we've been let inside the curtain, now that we know how he is, and we don't really know any of these guys, but we know a little bit more than we did before. Kind of a different dude. Kind of an odd guy. But I thought he looked great. I thought he looked cool. That was the smartest thing that guy could have done. And you still won't give him credit for it. Should we go to the phones or not? 1-800-636-8686. Let me look and see what I have. I'd say not. Phone lines are open. One is open. You know, it looks like the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes officially was just too rich for Denver's blood. And pretty much we knew that. So the horse that Broncos GM John Elway is going to ride into 2018 is Case Keenum. Adam Schefter had that first. He reported that Denver is going to sign him when free agency does officially open tomorrow. So when that first went down, what that meant was one less team on the market looking for one of the available quarterbacks and a pretty nice payday for Case Keenum. Keenum got right at the right time, and now he's going to get paid. Reportedly somewhere between 18 and 21 mil per season. Not bad for a dude who's about to suit up for his fifth team in 5 years. However, that is the going rate for a solid starting quarterback, and he is that. John Elway better hope that he got that one right. Because as I mentioned in my conversation with JLC, Elway's the guy who says, we don't rebuild, I'm not going to rebuild. But he's also the guy that has presided over a team that missed the playoffs each of the last 2 years. He's also the guy who whiffed when he moved up to get Paxton Lynch. I mean, again, we all know the saying, if you have three quarterbacks, you really have none. Find me a more disastrous quarterback room than the one they have in Denver with Trev Siemian, Pax Lynch, and Brock Lobster. Well, that's a hell of a room, isn't it? So they did what they had to do. They had to go out there and get the best quarterback that they could, the best quarterback that they could afford, the best quarterback that they could convince to come play for them. And that wasn't Kirk Cousins. That was Case Keenum. And Keenum is better than what they have right now. But exactly what are you getting in this guy? Remember, five teams in 5 years. What are you getting in this guy? Do you really know? I mean, are you going to get the guy who led the Vikings to an 11-3 mark in 14 games and the NFC Championship game? Or are you going to get that journeyman who's bounced around and is about to join his fifth team in 5 years? The Vikings, like the Broncos, obviously thought that they could do better than Keenum. But in a market like this, the Broncos were not going to outspend the Vikings and the Jets. And we knew that. Elway knew that. Keenum knew that. And whether the GM and the quarterback will admit it, They both kind of used a little barroom economics to make that deal. I'm not going to say that's a marriage of convenience, but let's just say that they both wanted to call the Uber before midnight to make sure they got something of substance before the lights went up at the end of the night and there was nobody left on the dance floor. They kind of needed each other in that regard. And again, I'm not saying that Keenum is a consolation prize, but he's not a guy who's going to put the Broncos on his back and win games all by himself. You got to make sure this guy's got weapons on the outside, a good running game, a good defense, and then he will win you football games, you know, like he did in Minnesota. Elway's now hoping that he'll do the same thing in Denver, because the three guys that he already has sure as hell can't.
Thank you to John Elway.
John Elway thanking John Elway.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
I don't want to say this guy's lost his touch. He's a cooler now, but not everything this guy does works. And they've missed the playoffs the last 2 years. So they got their guy, Rome. Early this morning, when the Keenum news broke, I was pissed off. Not getting Cousins, at least in the building for a visit, before signing Case was a mistake. But now that I've had some time to think, Keenum is the missing piece. Never mind that he really is just slightly better than Trevor Siemian. He's definitely better. So Denver is going to the Super Bowl. It's over. Crown them now. War being an irrational fan, War the 837, Dan in Denver, RTN. Actually, Dan, you had it right the first time. This guy was the best that you can do, given what you had to offer him in terms of money and talent. There are better situations for Cousins than what John Elway had. He did the best he could do. He got Case Keenum. But if I'm Denver, I'm thinking, why would Minnesota want to keep a guy that went 11-3 and got us to the NFC Championship game that close to a Super Bowl? Because they think that Kirk Cousins is better. And where does that leave McCarron, A.J. McCarron? The dominoes are falling. Drew Brees stays where he is. Case Keenum goes to Denver. It looks like Kirk Cousins is on his way to Minnesota. Tyrod Taylor ends up in Cleveland. Where does that leave A.J. McCarron? Jets fans, how you feeling? All that money and nobody wants it. All that money, more space, more cap room, all that money, and you can't find anybody to take it. And we're not exactly talking about Drew Brees in his prime coming free and clear. We're talking about guys like Case Keenum not wanting your money, Kirk Cousins not wanting your money. All that money, Jets fans, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. How you feeling right about now? See, just how money doesn't matter. In and of itself, that's not enough. Unless they can work a miracle and convince Cousins to go. But Cousins has been on record as saying he wants an opportunity to win. He wants his best fit. For all the junk that the Redskins are talking about this guy on the way out the door, do you really think this guy would go to a worse situation where he's not going to win? Hell no. Wednesday will come. It'll be official. He'll end up with the Vikings. The best situation for him with guaranteed money and a chance to win a ring right away. Was the beer chug legit or not? I want to hear from a beer guy. What kind of beer do you think it was? And is it realistic for a guy like that to slam that much beer that fast? I'm not a beer guy per se, but why is that so hard to believe? I mean, any frat bro could do that. It heads from Bacon tweets, have you ever chugged apple juice? I do it all the time. It's brutal. Signed, Jeff in San Antonio.
I am definitely a badass. War, me and my fiance.
It's an amazing line. I am definitely a badass.
I am definitely a badass.
And then his voice cracks out when he talks about his fiance.
War, me and my fiance.
I'm a badass.
I am definitely a badass.
War, me and my fiance.
War, me and my fiance.
I got you, Jeff. You are a badass. What's the most apple juice you have ever chugged, Jeff? And like I said, to that argument that it's apple juice, this guy doesn't drink beer, it's apple juice, the beer, to me, would be more healthy than the apple juice. The apple juice is more counterintuitive than the beer. When we come back, let me open it up to you. Somebody pick me up. 1-800-636-8686. Open phones this hour.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
You If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you can check out the control room, the XR4TI, all rocking plaid. All four guys, rocking plaid. I'm not sure they checked with each other before they got dressed this morning. Lavelle Moten, NC Central head basketball coach, top of the hour. Chris Beard, Texas Tech head basketball coach, also next hour. We're talking about the tournament in hour number three. We're talking nothing but football right now. And some of the moves that are being made, allegedly, reportedly. A couple of other things I want to talk about. Rob Gronkowski spotted at the TB12 Sports Therapy Center at Gillette. The Hood may hate that. They might not want their guys going to work out with Tom Brady's trainer, Alex Guerrero. But better to see this guy working out at that facility than not there at all, right? Especially with all the rumors and speculation that Gronk may retire. It's actually good news. And again, the big conspiracy theory. Was it beer or not? Was that a legitimate beer chugging contest on The Late Show last night? Let's go to the phones. Every time I go to this guy, I get reaction, but not the kind of reaction that I want, and certainly not the kind of reaction he wants. I'll do it anyway. Let's go to NorCal. Marty in NorCal. Marty, what's going on?
Hey, Jim. I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, man. Great. What's up?
Well, I'm a bit of a beer aficionado, and I've heard rumors and stories about Tom being a beer chugger for a long time, and it's always kind of been a bucket list thing for me to be able to chug with him. I can put down a pint of premium IPA in right around 3 seconds. And I forwarded you guys a scope of me chugging a double IPA the other day. Put it down in about 3 seconds. It's not hard to do, but you got to be fully committed or you're never going to get it down.
All right, Marty, let me respond. Go ahead and do what you clones do. Yeah, he's two-timing me. He's running around on me. Now he wants to drink beer with Tom Brady. It's a bucket list item for him. Now, I will be very honest and transparent and say I did not see that scope. I did not see the scope of you slamming that IPA in three seconds. You know, like I like to say that if there's something that I'm not talking about, it doesn't mean I don't know because I know. But the honest answer is I don't see every last one of your scopes. I don't see everything. I see most things. I didn't see that. All right, so good, clones. Now you can stop with the hey, Rome, you and Marty jokes because Marty apparently has moved on to Tom Brady, which is good. That's his bucket list item, to slam a beer with Tom Brady. All right, so he votes it's legit. There's been rumors and speculation. We've all heard about Tom Brady and his ability to slam beer. We saw it last night on live TV, on a big stage. It's real. It's legit. I'll say it one more time. How little do you trust this guy? How much do you hate this guy that he does something as innocuous? I mean, something kind of cool, something kind of fun, and you still say the guy's cheating. Like, this guy can't show up and do an interview and slam a glass of beer without being accused of being a cheater. Brady's got to be like, damn, are you kidding? Really? I can't do anything. I can't do anything without you thinking I cheat. Do y'all hate that much? Is your life that miserable? You can't give me credit for that even? You're going to call BS on a glass of beer? As I said, he could have fired open a bottle or a can himself, poured it out into that glass, slammed it, and a large percentage of you would say, cheater, cheater. They somehow got apple juice into that sealed bottle or that sealed can. Cheater. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Oakland. A lot of Bay Area calls. This time we go to Oakland. Rob, what's up, Rob? What do you think?
Man, what's good with you, Rob?
What's good with you, man? What's up, man?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Oh, my bad, man. I thought Hawk I was going to have his back, man. But check it out. I'm a diehard Raider fan, and I'm calling BS on that beer chug, just like I'm calling BS on that Tuck Rule. And I'll tell you exactly what was in that glass. It was TB12.
Not a very good call.
Can I tell you something? Alvin hit dump. I hit dump. I'm assuming New York hit dump. Hey, by the way, this is me hitting the dump button. I'm still hitting it. Come on, man. Hey, Hawk, what are you doing right now? Besides looking for the door to run through. Ah. Unbelievable. Rob in Oakland with a truly horrific telephone call. Hey, Rob. Come on, bro. Come on, Raider fan. It's one thing for you to cry about the Tuck rule 17 years later. Hey, Rob, let me ask you something. Do you like this show? Do you like me? Do you like what we do around here? Then stop calling and saying things like that. That's the kind of thing that will get me fired, not you, bro. That won't get you in any trouble at all. That'll get me fired. And if it doesn't get me fired, that'll cost me an affiliate or two. And I'm not even going to repeat what that guy said. I'm hoping the fact that we all hit dump five times, make sure that nobody heard that except those of us in the studio. Come on, Rob. You got to be better than that, bro. You have to be. Hawk looks like he just had a stroke. Go ahead, Adam. Put the cans on. Talk it out. All right, so, bro, so for you've been here now about a year and what, 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, about that. I've also been in radio for 9 years and never in my life heard anything like that, ever. And the worst thing is he gets on and says, I told Hawk I'd have his back.
Oh, he had your back all right, Hawk. He had your back and you believed him?
That was the most graphic phone call I've ever heard.
That was egregious. I mean, I've heard every phone call on this show because I'm the host of the show. I've taken literally thousands of phone calls. And, look, you want to be careful about this because then they feel like they need to up the ante. They want to raise the bar. Oh, really, Rome? Hold my beer. Oh, really, Rome? Watch this. But that's pretty bad, Hawk.
You can't do worse than that. You can't top it. That's not a challenge, but you can't top it. And that was...
So don't try.
Don't try. Please don't try. This is... That wasn't funny. That was just really, really scary. And I'm glad that we had a dump button. I've never heard anything like that. And I'm sorry for stroking out on the air. But, you know, I'm the gatekeeper for that stuff. And that guy said he'd have my back. And he dropped that.
The problem is that gate is swinging back and forth wide open. I mean, how do you... Look, I understand that what they tell you and then ultimately what they do are often two different things. But you didn't get a sense that that guy had that in him?
If I had that sense, I would have hung up on him. Honestly, like that was crazy. I would not do that. I would not set that one up. That was
not if you like your job.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
All right. As always, thanks for nothing.
You bet.
You bet. That's Adam Hawk, the gatekeeper. Come on, Rob. That's not making the show better. And dude, that's not even making you funny. That's not amusing. Let's just say I've never seen so many people reach for the dump button as many times. I usually hit that thing once. And if I'm really enraged, I'll hit it twice. I think I hit that thing five times. Hopefully it worked. A quick check of Twitter will let me know whether or not that call got out. All right, we'll take a short timeout. I'm not going to give you the phone number going to the break. You don't need it. You'd only abuse it. I want to talk about the Chiefs and what they get in Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins, again, was the fourth pick overall. Is this guy ever going to live up to the hype? Another weapon for Pat Mahomes. But again, what are you getting in Sammy Watkins? That's coming up. We're talking NCAA basketball next hour. Phone lines are open. Time now for a sports update. Here.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. So obviously everybody wants to know exactly what that guy said, that he got run. What kind of a call would inspire me to have that kind of conversation with the guy screening the phone calls? And what kind of a call would inspire me after all this time to smash the dump button five times, to jump up and down the dump button? This email says, Rome, what the hell did that kook say? Do we need to get the podcast to number one again to get you to play that call? Justin in Cleveland. Tempting. But like I said, that's the kind of call that could cost me affiliates, if not my own job. And you got to find a way to get that podcast back to number one in a more legitimate manner. I'm not going to play that call again, at least not without beeping it out. What's up, Rob? What do you think?
Man, what's good with you, Rob?
What's good with you, man? What's up, man?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Oh, my bad, man. I told Hawk I was going to have his back, man, but check it out. I'm a diehard Raider fan, and I'm calling BS on that beer, Chuck, just like I'm calling BS on that Tuck rule. And I'll tell you exactly what was in that glass. It was TB12 Wiz with frosting.
Come on, man.
Hey, Alvy, I think you could have done a better job than that. I think they now know what he said, Alvy. What kind of a beep job was that? Well, this thing is coming off the rails. Hey, Hawk, did you beep that yourself? Alvin. Anyway, now you know what he said. So there's no need to get the podcast number one, or at least no need for me to replay that for you to get the podcast number one. Now you know. Come on now. I love how that guy started the phone call by saying, hey, Rome. What's good, Rome? What's good, Rome? Hey, Rome, what's good? I got Hawk's back. That's how we should have known. The second that guy started that phone call with, I've got Hawk's back, we should have known that he was going to go there or go somewhere near there. When somebody starts a call by saying, I've got Hawk's back, Hawk is about to get lit up like the sucker that he is. There was no way that guy had Hawk's back. What he means by that is Hawk's going to get lit up, Rome. You're going to be having a conversation with Hawk in about 5 seconds, Rome. That's what he means by I've got Hawk's back. JB Wiz 1 tweets, Jimmy, give Rob a golden ticket. Hell, give him the 5K. No, you don't get paid for calls like that. One person gets paid for one call, the winner of the smack off. Five GER to the best of the best. All right, so we're talking about the Pats, and it's been kind of an interesting offseason already. You've got the hood breaking the gram with beach vacay photos. You've got a 76-year-old owner in Bob Kraft buying diapers for a kid who allegedly is not his. You've got Tom Brady going on late-night TV and slamming beers with Steve Colbert. Or did he? All pretty strange, all pretty weird. And now this, Gronk. The king of the offseason has been spotted, but not on a party bus, not on a cruise ship, not in a WWE Royal Rumble, not even shirtless on the dance floor of a bar mitzvah grinding up on Aunt Cindy. No, Gronk has been spotted in, wait for it, the TB12 Sports Therapy Center. Boom! That's good news. While that news was buried in the avalanche of free agency, it may be as big as almost any of those new contracts that were allegedly agreed to in the last few hours. Here's a tweet that Ian Rappaport dropped. Quote, one note, Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski's status may be officially up in the air, but he has spent his days working out at the TB12 Sports Therapy Center at Gillette. That's another good sign for New England, end quote. Good sign. That's an amazing sign. I mean, like 2 weeks ago, we weren't sure if Gronk was even going to play football again. Now he's spending Gronk season in the TB12 Center, getting treated like a piece of meat in a tenderizer by Alex Guerrero, not like a piece of meat on the high seas by this gal.
I'm trying to get laid.
You're trying to get laid?
Yeah.
So why are you on the Gronk cruise?
To sleep with Gronk.
But you understand that's tough. That's going to be tough.
It might be tough because there's like way hotter chicks than me, but I'm hoping I'm a little bit more freaky than them.
Gronk, take me now or lose the freaking me forever. Hey, listen, I understand that we still don't know exactly what he's going to do. I understand that he's hinted that he hasn't made up his mind yet. I understand that Gronk has got options, lots and lots of options. Not her, but lots and lots of options. The Pats, here's something else I understand. The Pats need him more than he needs them because others will hook him up. There's pro wrestling. There's action movies. There's that flip cup conglomerate that the Gronk brothers brought to Shark Tank a couple of years back. Unlike a lot of other guys, Gronk can do a lot of other things. But as good as Gronk might be at all those things, he was still put on this planet to play football. And as long as TB12 is out there beating back Father Time, one spiral and one smoothie at a time, he needs Gronk riding shotgun with him. And the fact that he's training under his roof with his methods, even the hood has to be cool with that. I mean, you know the hood's not, but better to have him under Guerrero's care than not to have Gronk in there at all. Gronk gets a lot of run for being a bro, but he never gets enough run for grinding the way he does. And apparently he's back on that grind. So maybe right now, yo soy fiesta.
Yo soy fiesta.
Is yo soy siesta on a massage table while Alex gets all the oils out, lights a couple of scented candles, and goes 30 minutes of Swedish before 30 minutes of deep tissue. And as long as he's in Tommy's house working the stretch machines and not on spring break, grinding under the fog machine, Patriot fans have got to feel pretty good about this offseason. As wacky as it is, pretty good about him maybe coming back and playing some more. Again, the hood probably hates that somebody as important as Gronk is working with Tommy's trainer at TB12 instead of one of his own, but the alternative is a hell of a lot worse. Namely, having to go to battle without one of your best weapons ever when your window may have already slammed shut. I think that's a very good sign.
Roger that.
Roger that. 1-800-636-8686. You could see where I might be a little leery of going back to the phones after my man Rob in Oakland. Podcast Tuesday. Trying to set up a conversation with Bernard Hopkins for Podcast Tuesday, all the way up to Ep 28 already. Dear Rome, what a surprise. A Raider fan did something regrettable. Were you allowing a self-gloss segment if we get the podcast to number one? Signed, Dan in Denver, RTN. You can do that. You can have a self-gloss segment if you get the podcast number one. He said, what a surprise, a Raider fan getting run. Not only a Raider fan getting run, but a Raider fan who said he had Adam Hawk's back getting run. If that's having your back, Hawk, I don't want to see what a guy coming for you is. Let's try it. Let's go to Calgary. All right, look. If you've had the type of run of telephone calls that I've had, the safe play, the hedge, is always to go somewhere in Canada. Canada's better than us in that regard. They're better than us in that regard that they're more trustworthy. I know I can go to Canada, Calgary, Vancouver, Edmonton, Toronto, and get a solid telephone call. You know what that is? That's the equivalent of me laying up. That's equivalent, the equivalent of me playing straight down the fairway. I'm not playing for the pin. I'm not going to take any unnecessary chances. I don't want somebody to bring me down. I don't want to have to wonder whether or not Dump has recycled in time for another telephone call. The safe play, a telephone call from non-threatening, non-combative Canada. Let's do it. Let's go to Bob in Calgary. It's good to have you on the show, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Romy. I could kick Tom Brady's butt in a beer drinking contest. As a matter of fact, I'm so good, I think I could take Sarah Jessica Parker on in a trough of water.
Ah! That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
What's your fascination? All of your fascinations with Sarah Jessica Parker. I've never understood that.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. What is your fascination with her? I mean, she's really not even relevant. She's not pertinent. I mean, I understand that at some point, some of you made a connection with, we own thoroughbred racehorses, and for whatever reason, some of you think that she has a rather elongated face and looks like a horse. I don't think that. I think it's sophomoric. I think it's childish. And I think the personal appearances are not show fodder. There's just no reason to ever mention her on this show. There's not a single context. There's not a single story. There literally is nothing. There's not a single reason why you should ever reference her in a tweet, an email, or a phone call. Just stop doing it. Nothing. Nothing. I'm not even going to challenge you and say, give me one example where that would make sense, because it doesn't exist. Just stop doing it. Calgary. You've noticed? It's a momentum play. Whenever there's a good telephone call, it begets other good telephone calls. Whenever there's a horrible telephone call, it sets up other telephone calls. It's always a momentum play. I'm trying to kind of stop the momentum. I'm trying to break the chain. The only way to stop bad telephone calls is to not take any telephone calls. Because at this point, I can't trust anybody. The guy who said he's got Hawk's back lit the thing on fire. When I think that it's safe to go to Calgary, I get that. It's a bad deal. Bad things, yo. Very bad things. Luckily, we're talking NCAA basketball next hour. Let's talk about the Chiefs for a minute. I mean, it's going to be official. Again, none of this is official. This is all reported, speculated, and soon to be done. But nothing is official until Wednesday. But in terms of the Chiefs, Sammy Watkins' days with the Rams apparently are over. All 215 of those days. ESPN reports the four-year wideout is going to spend years 5, 6, and 7 in Kansas City.
What's up, KC? What's up?
What's up, KC?
What's up? Kansas City. Jump on it. Jump on it. Jump
all right, so before I get to that, let me say this. I'm going to put myself out there and assume that there are going to be no jersey-burning videos. They're going to work their way around social media today, at least not in L.A. I'm not saying that here in L.A. we don't burn things, because we have, and we probably will again, but I'm pretty sure nobody around here even has a Watkins gamer, let alone the urge to torch that Watkins gamer. L.A. doesn't need a reason to burn things, but Sammy Watkins leaving town is too much of a reach. That is not a reason to burn anything.
Burning.
Not even for some of the pyros who live in this town. As for Watkins himself, dude probably did not think that when he was drafted where he was, that he would be on his third team by his fifth year coming out of Clemson as the fourth pick overall. But as we know, life comes at you pretty fast. And after two 60 reception seasons out of the gate, he has not gotten back to that kind of production. Not yet. And a lot of that is injury. But last year, he caught just 39 passes. But keep in mind, he wasn't a multifaceted Sean McVay offense that did emphasize the run and some throws underneath. But the guy still averaged 15 yards in a catch, and he did make 8 house calls in 15 games. It's not like he doesn't produce. Most importantly, if he's healthy, and he can prove that he's healthy, he might have something for the Chiefs. Again, Casey, what's up? What that tells me is this. You've got a new face of that franchise, Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City's all in, as if dealing Alex Smith to the Redskins didn't already tell you that. But they're going out and they're getting Mahomes another weapon, specifically a deep threat, because we know that nobody throws a deep ball like Mahomes. It's pretty clear. Andy Reid, hopefully, at this point, is not going to drop a bunch of screens and checkdowns. And he's going to take advantage of that Ferrari he's got in his garage. He's going to have lots of weapons offensively. He's got a young quarterback with a rifle arm. He's got Kareem Hunt in the backfield. He's got Travis Kelce. He's got Tyreek Hill. And now he's got Watkins, allegedly soon to be lined up on the outside. Bottom line, KC thinks that Mahomes can be Patty Ice. If you saw this dude sling the rock in the preseason last year, if you know anything about him, it's hard to argue that point. This is the time for the Chiefs to switch up, take some chances, dial it up downfield, push everything to the middle. The AFC West is open. But you got to admit, it's not like the Alex Smith era has anything to show for it. By the way, it's not like the Andy Reid era has anything to show for it. So they're going all in. They're taking a big swing. They're betting on this guy being the guy that Buffalo thought that he was when they took him fourth overall. They're betting on Watkins staying healthy. They're betting on a change of scenery being exactly what this guy needs. If I'm a Chiefs fan, I like it. I'm pumped about the moves. We'll see how it plays out. But they're going to have weapons. They're going to light some fools up offensively as long as they turn it loose and let this guy sling it. Which is obviously what you're going to do, or you would not have gotten rid of Alex Smith in the first place. When we come back, Lavelle Moten, NC Central head basketball coach, joins us. We'll chase that with Chris Beard of Texas Tech. We're talking NCAA basketball next hour.